Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of mouths, you want to wrap your mouth around some of this sausage right here.
It's the arch nemesis of John Lopez, Captain Mickey, who you can hear every morning here, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
one of my best
Sunday.
Friends. You're full of crap.
I don't know about best friends.
Well, he's a friend.
Did you see this breaking news out of New Orleans, by the way? It's in the loop episode
one. Which one? There's a lot of crap going down.
John Lopez, that's the OG, returning from the holiday. Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. John McClain about to join us in 20 minutes. Attorney Frank D'Amico, a New Orleans attorney, says he's filed a civil suit in New Orleans on behalf of the Saints season ticket holders to make the right call and bring both teams back to replay the end of the game. Get a life, Frank. Can we try to get him on the phone, Figgy?
I can do it Friday.
Look up Frank D'Amico. Frank D'Amico, and just call his office and say that Sports Radio 610 wants to talk to him. I got to hear this bozo try to explain himself. Have we really gotten to the point where we whine so damn much about losing sports games that we have attorneys filing lawsuits now? Like, that's one of my pet peeves. With all the stuff that goes on and all the problems that we have, you should lose your right to practice. If with all the necessary lawsuits going on, you're wasting people's time by filing a lawsuit on behalf of a bunch of whiny ass sports fans in the mix. Could you imagine Rusty Harden doing something like this?
Yes.
Hell no. Rusty Harden wouldn't do it. My boy Rusty ain't doing this.
Actually, that's not a good example. I could see him do that
probably
if the Rockets
not.
Got screwed.
Probably not. Rusty likes that camera, doesn't he?
Right? Give me another example.
My man Russ. I don't even know. Chip Lewis.
What about what's his name that's going to run for mayor? Busby. He'd do it.
Okay, you're not helping my case here, man.
Busby would do it.
They should lose their stuff as well. But shout out to Rusty Harden, big loophole, big listener of the program. Saw him the other day at the Bear Bryant Awards. Great dude. Are the Patriots spoiled brats? Is Tom Brady an ungrateful SOB? We're gonna get into that actually in 9 minutes because I want to get John McClain's take on that. But right now, we're gonna go through John Lopez's biggest takeaways from the weekend. I actually strongly enjoy this. I enjoy reading it. You're a damn good writer, John. Has anyone ever told you that?
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
You don't do bad. You do okay.
I fooled them for about 17 years.
Well, you're still fooling them on Sports Radio 610.
That's right.
So your five biggest takeaways from what I call the best weekend in sports: the Saints fall to the Rams in overtime, and then the Patriots top the Chiefs in overtime. The OG's five biggest takeaways. Take it away, Mr. Lopez.
Well, I tried to do a few takeaways that were not, like, you know, right down the middle lane, you know, right in everybody's wheelhouse, if you will, because, you know, we know the pass interference and such. But the first big takeaway to me was in reference to that blown call that everybody's going crazy about. But it wouldn't have been there had Sean McVay not decided to go for a fake punt and convert it. Let's go back to that moment, all right? It's second quarter. It wasn't even first quarter. I might have said first quarter. No, I didn't. But it was second quarter. You're down 13-0 on the road. The crowd is juiced, like big time juiced.
Amped.
And you're facing fourth and six, I believe.
John, the tackle had to lean in to hear the call.
Yes.
We see the quarterback do that. The left tackle had to lean over and ask the center for the call. That's
right.
How loud it was.
Fourth and six or seven from your own, deep in your own territory, like the 30-yard line or whatever, 29-yard line. And he fakes the punt and gets it with a really good quarterback, by the way. That punter can throw, man.
Yeah, he's good.
And gets it. That changed the entire game. That changed the entire – like, if they don't get it there, I guarantee you the Breeze would have – you know, they would have gotten a shorter field.
The wheels are going to come
probably
off.
Minimum field goal, maybe another touchdown. And what would happen if you're down 20-0 midway through the second quarter? You're done. In New Orleans, you're done. So that was my big takeaway. You got to give Sean McVay credit as much as you're blaming the referees. I know that's an impossibility because people's passions run heavy, but you got to give him credit for changing the narrative of the game, the direction of the game. All right, the second one I think is something that New Orleans Saints fans can talk about in the offseason after they get over the blown call. That blown call let Sean Payton off the hook.
He had an awful
bad game. In a bad game.
So did Drew Brees.
Yeah. Well, Drew Brees was, we'll get to that.
Okay.
All right. But Sean Payton, 2 for 5 in the red zone. Especially like in the third and fourth, in the second and third quarters, when they could have still had some separation from the Rams, 2 for 5 in the red zone. That was very Bill O'Brien like, and it, and nobody's talking about that in New Orleans as much because
they're too busy filing lawsuits and crying and threatening referees.
That referee let Sean Payton off the hook because he had a bad game. The third takeaway, and this is the nobody's talking about guy. I was just watching this game. We talked about it in the last segment. The 4 best quarterbacks in the NFL were on the fields Sunday. I think when all things are equal, when you have 2 great quarterbacks playing against each other, the defensive line determines the game because it can stop the run. It can pressure the opposing quarterback. It can obviously give the secondary a break and let you run more zone coverage. Those 3 things alone. And who won the game? The Rams and the Patriots. They had the 2 best defensive lines in those games. All things being equal, the defensive line wins the game. The Rams and Patriots were superior. The 4th big takeaway that I had, and I know you don't like this one, but I would kick the tires on it. I would make Tony Romo a defensive consultant, not an offensive consultant, if I was an NFL team. And the
consultant. Okay, you didn't say defensive coordinator. You said consultant.
No. Consultant or advisor or special assistant is what I wrote. One of those 3 vague terms, special assistant, consultant.
He's about to get a raise, by the way, from $4.5 million. They announced it. Like, he has 1 more year left on his 3-year deal. They're going to give him a raise.
Talk about a Q rating. His is through the roof. He's more popular now than he ever was as a quarterback.
But this is the thing about the defensive coordinator. I'm pretty sure that most defensive coordinators in the booth, when they're watching the game, they know what Romo knows. But it's too late to make the adjustment.
Exactly. That's
why
I would make him like a special assistant, because I would put him in the film room with the defensive
team. Thank you. I'm with you on this. I think he should do it with coaches.
Yeah.
I think Bill O'Brien should be calling Tony Romo, right, and Romeo Crennel should be calling him and say, right, hey, can we just watch tape with you?
Right.
We're going to get the tape. I know it's early, but we're going to get the tape of our opponents next season. Can we just pay you whatever, 6 figures or whatever, and just spend a couple days with you watching tape so we can see what
you see? Let's say the Texans are facing the Colts in the playoffs again, all right? Bring Tony Romo in on Monday.
Have the players watch.
Have him watch film with the defensive staff and the defensive players Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And he could, all those things that he was just knocking out of the park. Did you play the audio of the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
He can tell him, all right, look at what Andrew Luck is looking at right here. I guarantee you, when you see this, he's going to throw it to so-and-so.
If he motions to the right, that means a run to the left.
Exactly.
If they line up Gronk, if the safety comes up, that's the matchup they're looking for.
I think he's got more value as a defensive advisor than an offensive advisor, because offensive coaches are going to be doing their thing anyway.
Exactly.
But he can tell you, look at, when you see this, expect this. And then the last one, and I know we're going to dig into this a little more. I remember having this conversation with John McClain. I believe it was on the air. I'm not sure if it was on the air or not. I think Wade Phillips is putting up a hell of a resume for a Hall of Fame entry as an assistant coach. Not as a head coach, as a defensive coordinator, as an assistant. Look at every defense he's had. Go back to San Diego. Obviously, you know,
Denver.
He's been to 2 of the last.
His head coaching record isn't bad either.
It's not bad, but I'm saying I think that they
18 games over 500.
I think he's earned consideration for the Hall of Fame as an assistant coach.
I don't see why assistant coaches don't get in, because you know there's different positions in football, and I hear a lot of people say, "Well, a punter's not going to get in at this point." It's still you're playing the position that you play,
right?
So if he's a defensive coordinator, I would say him and Dick LeBeau should be considered.
That's another great
as
one.
As assistant coaches in. I'm absolutely 100% on board with you, because it's important.
2015 against the New England Patriots, he held Tom Brady to under 20 points.
Impressive.
That has never happened in the postseason, except then.
I was talking about this with Matt Radio. We're about to talk to John McClain. You just heard the Diet Dr. Pepper. Diet Dr. Pepper is flowing in the studio like it does every Tuesday with John McClain. It's crazy that the Patriots went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl.
It is.
And we don't, I mean, I know they lost a couple, and it's not like they just fell off the face of the earth, but they did go 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. It's pretty crazy when you think about it.
It really is. But I heard you with the cross with the other guys on Mad Radio. It's not like they were irrelevant. I mean, they were there. They just didn't win it.
But they went 10 years, man. It just seems a little bit crazy.
It was more exciting too. I'm bored with this Super Bowl to a degree. Now, obviously, I'm gonna be all in because you always want to see if there's gonna be
all in.
Yeah. I'm saying once it happens, it's gonna happen.
This is gonna be the first Super Bowl you've gone to where we don't interview soccer players and stuff too.
I don't know. I'll get back with you on that.
Coming up next, John McClain is in the building. Speaking of those New England Patriots, how would you handle the Pats' level of success if you're a Houston sports fan or a coach? And the one question that needs to be answered. Nobody's talking about this, I can promise you. This is the one question that must be answered, and it involves someone who got sent home fishing by the New England Patriots. We'll get into that with John McClain next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.